Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 123. Here's the extracted text from the image Q. You can't remember what he told you except he was going to have a man and two ladies after a while? A. said, a man and two ladies will be there this evening. And I said I may can make some money off this man. Q. Said what? A. That I could get to make a piece of money off this man. Q. That was all he said to you about that? A. Yes, sir. Q. Didn't tell you when they would come? A. Said be there this evening about the same time. Q. You didn't say that a while ago when I asked you what he said, did you? A. You cut me off so quick I didn't have time to say it. Q. Well, I'm sorry I cut you off. I'll open it again and give you a better chance. That was about 7:30? A. Yes, sir. Q. What floor of the factory? A. I can't remember now just what floor it was on. You didn't see anybody at the time, except Mr. Holloway? A. I saw Gordon Bailey. Me and him was on the elevator together. Q. He was talking to you so Gordon Bailey could hear him? A. I don't know, sir. I reckon he could hear. He was talking so he could hear. Q. He was talking so Snowball could hear? A. Yes, sir. Q. Just talking to you about meeting a man and let Gordon hear it? A. He said them words, yes, sir. Q. Right before Gordon? A. Yes, sir. Q. And you remember what floor it was on? A. No, sir. I don't remember what floor it was on. Q. He didn't say anything more to you after that? No, sir. He didn't say anything more to me after that. Then what did you do that evening? I went and go through cleaning up about 2:15, and I went and stood at the door. Q. He hadn't told you to stay at the door, just told you some woman was coming? A. Told me two ladies and a young man coming, and I could make myself some money off this man. Q. All right. Then you went and stood at the door. A. Yes, sir. Q. Was the door open? A. One door was. 4F0.